The time is 8:55, and it's time now for our opening commodity market report here on Illinois Public Media. Let's say good morning to Ellen Dearden. Good morning, Ellen.
Good morning, Jim. And grain futures are mostly on the plus side this morning. We've had several days in a row that we had higher trade overnight, but then when we opened up in the daytime trade, we just couldn't hold gains. So it'll be interesting to see. This is one day ahead of the monthly crop report in WASDE, and that always brings a lot of positioning. We did get news this morning that the PPI looked pretty hot with a 5.4% year-over-year inflation rate on the wholesale level. Tomorrow we get the CPI, the consumer level inflation. We did see China come in and buy more beans this morning. So far this week, it looks like they've bought 14 to 15 cargoes. Well, keep in mind that this is about 2 weeks ahead of President Xi's meeting in Washington with the Trump team. Be interesting to see how this shakes out. We did not have export bookings this morning. Everything's delayed for one day due to the Monday holiday. Keep in mind, too, that the September grains go off the board next Monday. Right now, we see December corn at 528. That's a quarter higher. March at 543 and a half, up a quarter. And new crop December, 531, up a penny. On the bean side of things, November beans at 1315, up 5.5 cents. January's at 1331, is up 5 3/4. And new crop November, 1264 and a half, up 2 3/4. Meal futures are up $1.80 to $2. Bean oil futures up 40 points to 20 points. We have certainly seen a lot of choppy action in the soy complex this week. On the wheat side of things in Chicago, we've got December wheat at 729. That's a quarter higher. New crop July, 746. Down a quarter. Kansas City wheat is a little lower right now. On the livestock side of things, we've had a lot of up and down so far this week with a couple of low range closes, and then yesterday saw a big comeback in the feeder cattle. So feeders have been up for the week, but not much else is going on. We are seeing higher lows and higher highs in the feeder cattle. That's the definition of an uptrend. Right now, we see the October live cattle at 216.07, up 22, and December's at 218.60, up 12. October feeder cattle, 326.52, up 70. November's at 321.87, up 52. October hogs, 83.42, up 35 cents. It'd be interesting to see if the hogs can hold this week. Certainly, we've seen a bottoming type of a market so far this week and really into last week, but the hogs have been reluctant to rally. On the outside markets, we've got crude oil up another $3.12, 99.20. On the nearby October, we've got the metals futures lower this morning, gold, silver, copper, everything down there. On the dollar index, always important, 98.96 for the September index, that's up just 0.15. Be interesting to see what kind of positioning the funds take going into Friday's report. They are heavily long corn and beans right now. This is Ellen Dearden reporting from AgriView in Morton, Illinois.